Off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna, how are you?
Morena, fantastic, thank you.
Excellent. I'm very excited about the book you've brought in today. What is it?
Got another music memoir for you. So this is Tracy Thorne's My Rock and Roll Friend. Tracy Thorne is mostly well known for being part of Everything But the Girl, the 90s band. But she's also, I think this is her fourth memoir. She wrote Bedsit Disco Queen in 2013, which I'm pretty sure I reviewed on here back then, and Another Planet, and there was another one that came through. It's just the name escapes me. But this is quite a different type of memoir. It's a memoir of a friend.
Right.
So this is of Lindy Morrison. She's the drummer for the Australian band The Go-Betweens, an 80s band. The band lived in London, where Tracy and Lindy met. Tracy was 20, Lindy was 31, and she was always seen as this older, more experienced mentor for Tracy. And the Go-Betweens, they never like super took off commercially, but they have a big cult following. They have a bridge named after them in Brisbane.
Oh, that's cool.
They plenty of memoirs written about them in movies and things like that. So
cool.
And they toured really, really, really heavily. Lindy was on wrote six albums with them, and she sounds bloody great. Also, she was in a pop rock band, feminist pop punk band called Zero, and she was also an activist in Australia. So
awesome.
She's quite a history behind her when she met Tracy, who was just this young, naive woman. But this is how she describes Lindy. Lindy is aware from the moment she sits down behind a drum kit that it is transgressive. She has her legs wide apart, like some dude man spreading on the train, and immediately she is taking up more space, invading that of others, staking a claim. It's indiscreet and immodest. Anyone playing the drums looks cocky, whether or not they have one. She wonders about wearing trousers to preserve her dignity, but then she thinks, fuck that, and puts on a skirt, and runs the risk of the audience leering up the space between her legs, and she either cares about that or she doesn't.
So awesome.
I love it.
That's such an what a great description of someone. You can see the admiration in that, but also the kind of like friendship as well. Almost like that's the way you definitely describe a friend, as well as someone you're a big fan of. Yeah,
definitely. And so throughout this telling, it's kind of weird when you're reading it, because you're like, does Lindy know this is being written about her?
That's interesting.
Kind of,
yeah
a little bit like stalkery in the best way, like loving someone so much you don't know how. It's like, what can I do? What else can I do? Okay, I'll write a book about them.
That's so
and
nice.
So it's a love letter to Lindy, and what Thorne describes is the imprint one person leaves on another, but also to female friendship, and a record of the blatant sexism of the music industry, how women musicians are interviewed, reviewed, and talked about as a legacy. I mean, the way that people have written about the Go-Betweens recently is they completely leave Lindy out. She was sort of like the girl drummer.
Mm.
But she was such a core part of that band, and her drumming was really unique and really well known. Tracy is fiercely protective friend and ally, and so she's making digs at Morrison's ex-bandmates, one of them's her ex-partner, and she's mined letters, diaries, emails, magazine interviews, YouTube videos to develop a picture of Lindy, what she already knew and what she didn't know. And that's also another interesting thing about writing this type of memoir, is it captures a time where you can mine those letters and those physical items, and it makes me wonder about the future of that, because you'll have to have someone's password to be able to dig into
that's
that
so interesting, eh? Yeah.
Thorne proves herself, and she continues to prove herself, as an incredibly well-read writer. Her literary references are just littered throughout. You can tell she's just soaking up all of these female writers around her. I'm then very curious about the structure, because it's so linear, and I feel like it could have actually been moved around a bit.
Okay, that's interesting, yeah.
Because of that beginning of me wondering, why did she write this? That's answered towards the end, but I hate having questions while I'm reading a lot of the times. But and also I'm no editor, so maybe they figured that out. So it's the perfect read for people who love music memoirs, especially about strong women, and it captures this special time in music history, pre-internet communication between friends, and it's a book to give to your best friend.
That's a great recommendation. Do you need to know either Tracy Thorne or the Go-Betweens before you read this, do you reckon?
Not at all. Cool. I don't think so. And I think that's what's really special about a memoir about this, because I feel like everyone has a Lindy Morrison in their life.
Yeah.
And so it transcends that. And then I think it'll let you dive into their music as well, because it got me listening to a bit of the Go-Betweens and really listening, because she writes about how she drums, really paying attention to the drumming and how different it is for an untrained ear.
Well, I reckon we better listen to a bit of the Go-Betweens now. I've got Streets of Your Town lined up here. Thank you very much for bringing this, and remind us of the name. How much is it and where can you get it?
It's My Rock and Roll Friend, Tracy Thorne, published by Canongate. It's $33 and you can get it from Time Out Books. It's on the shelf now.
Thank you very much. That is the Go-Betweens with Streets of Your Town. Very excited to read Tracy Thorne's new book, My Rock and Roll Friend. Thank you very much to Jenna for bringing it in. That sounds like an absolute gem.
That was Loose Reads.
All right.